With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says the Navy will immediately start a blockade to stop ships from entering or leaving the Strait of Hormuz. This decision today follows failed U.S.-Iranian peace talks in Pakistan this weekend. Mr. Trump says he aims to control the waterway, which is crucial for global oil supplies and will weaken Iran's economic leverage. Leading up to the U.S.-Iran ceasefire, President Trump used some strong rhetoric. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A week ago, the president posted a profanity-laced Easter Sunday message and signed off with the phrase, "Praise be to Allah." He talked about bombing Iran back to the Stone Ages. And on the morning of his deadline, the president said a whole civilization will die if Iran didn't agree to his demands. Some conservatives, including Tucker Carlson, influential podcasters, and Republican members of Congress, denounced the president's rhetoric as evil and disgusting. But a presidential spokesperson defended the chilling language as a very strong threat that led to results. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger gets fact-checked, correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
Governor Spanberger has touted major new jobs and investments in her state, but critics quickly pointed out that the deals were negotiated and finalized under her predecessor, Republican Glenn Youngkin. The misstep comes as polling shows declining approval ratings for Spanberger just 90 days into her term.
Spanberger's approval rating is 13 points below the average for early-term Virginia governors. Russia and Ukraine accusing each other of violating a Kremlin-declared Easter ceasefire as Christians gather to celebrate the Orthodox holiday today. Russian President Vladimir Putin put it in effect on Thursday. This is SRN News. A lot of Christians are embracing artificial intelligence in their daily prayer and worship, causing some theologians concern. The Barna Group reports that nearly a third of American adults trust spiritual advice from AI as much as advice from a pastor, and 4 in 10 practicing Christians say AI has helped them with prayer or Bible study. Yet only 12% of pastors feel comfortable teaching about AI in their congregations. Into that gap, a wave of apps has arrived, some offering chatbots that simulate conversations with biblical figures. The Education Department says it has terminated Biden-era agreements reached with 5 school districts and a college aimed at promoting transgenderism. The decision means the Trump administration will no longer play a role in enforcing those agreements, which called for schools to hide students' gender identity from their parents and use preferred pronouns. The Education Department has issued a statement saying, quote, the administration is removing this unnecessary burden. This is SRN News. The looming NFL draft is seeing fewer long shots from small schools these days.
The NCAA's policy changes on name, image, and likeness, along with new transfer rules, have altered scouting strategies. Teams can now focus on more traditional football powerhouses. That's where a higher percentage of the nation's best players are concentrated thanks to the rise of NIL deals and the crowded transfer portal. It all means fewer players from non-power conferences are being selected during the 3-day event. Last year, only 24 of 257 NFL draftees came from non-power conferences. Bob Agner reporting.
Today is the final day of the NBA regular season, and exactly 0 playoff and postseason matchups have been decided so far. There are 10 teams locked into specific seeds in the Eastern and Western Conferences. 10 other teams know their season is already over. And 10 more teams still have a lot of uncertainty going into this last day. This is SRN News.